What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To the glory days at the stick. From who's got it better than us to brick by brick. It's always the 49ers way, from off season to game day. Yeah, we talk back. It's the 49ers cutback.
It's 49ers Cutback Podcast time. Welcome to the show, everyone. Time to talk about wide receiver targets for the 49ers in the NFL draft. And the 49ers could be in the market for a wide receiver because of some of the contract situations on the team. We know Brandon Ayuk is dealing with a contract situation right now. He's going into a fifth-year option. And the 49ers know that getting him signed to a long-term extension is something they definitely want to do. Of course, there's lots of people, especially on the outside, that believe the 49ers can't make a contract with Ayuk work because they're already paying Deebo Samuel so much money and they're already paying George Kittle so much money. And whether they can or not is going to be determined rather quickly. The 49ers' most value for Brandon Ayuk would come because of the draft. If the draft comes and goes and Brandon Ayuk isn't moved, that means there's really no value in trading him. Of course, there's going to be money available post-June 1 from the Eric Armstead release that's going to be available to potentially pay Brandon Ayuk. So I don't necessarily believe drafting a wide receiver is going to be the replacement for Brandon Ayuk. But you also have other things that you need to replace. Juwan Jennings is going into a year where he's a restricted free agent. He signed his offer sheet. So he's going to be unrestricted at the end of 2024. You could maybe have to replace wide receiver 3. So drafting a wide receiver in this draft could pay huge dividends. As we know, rookie wide receivers often struggle in Kyle Shanahan's system, especially it takes them a year or so to get used to the offense. So getting a guy now that could eventually step in and replace Juwan Jennings could be exactly what the 49ers need to do. I think in a perfect world, the 49ers would love to keep Ayuk, Debo, Juwan Jennings together and then have somebody else step up. So wide receiver 4, Ray-Ray McCloud has moved on. A wide receiver that could fill that role could be prudent for this season. So 49ers are definitely in the market for a wide receiver. And this NFL draft in 2024 has a plethora of talent. And you have talent that could do all kinds of things. You want a guy that can stretch the field vertically? They got that. You got a guy that's a great route runner that's going to find ways to get open? It has that. If you want an explosive playmaker that can create in space with yards after the catch, this draft has that. You want an athletic freak who's bigger, stronger, and faster than everybody? This draft has that. So it's really what you prefer. And the 49ers definitely have a specific style of player that they've had success drafting. We've seen them draft Debo Samuel, a out-of-the-box style player that can kind of do it all and have great success. Juwan Jennings, a gritty, physical style player in the 7th round, have great success. Brandon Ayuk kind of been the difference. He's the guy that can go and run all the routes, and he can get open with great route running. That's different than the other two, and he's found great success in the system. When you look at Danny Gray and Ronnie Bell, they haven't really worked out. The 49ers have had more success with the guys that are known to be tremendous playmakers with the ball in their hands as far as yak yards. That's what the 49ers are probably looking for in this draft. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to talk wide receivers, especially wide receiver targets in rounds 1-3, where I think the 49ers could strike on a receiver to help this football team. Please like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Really appreciate it. If you're listening to audio platform 49ers Cutback on Believe, please give it a 5-star rating. And if you're going to bet, bet with Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use the mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. So for me, there's some very talented wide receivers at the top of this board, most of which the 49ers have zero chance of getting to. They're going to go top 10 if you're talking Malik Nabers or you're talking Harrison or you're talking Rome Odunze. Those guys are fantastic, and they're going to be top 15, top 10 picks, not available for the 49ers. So where does this start for the 49ers as far as availability? Well, I think that's the big question. I think Brian Thomas now is moving up boards, a wide receiver from LSU, the extreme size, 6'3". He can run a 4.3. That type of speed is going to be something a lot of teams very much like, especially on a bigger body, a taller body, a bigger frame. I think he's going in the top 20, not available for the 49ers. So I think where it starts is Adonai Mitchell. A.D. Mitchell out of Texas. This is a guy that I really like. He's got a lot of talent. I've heard a lot of people talking about him. And the film just screams that he's a guy that would be worth the pick at 31. Does it mean he's got a first-round grade? No. I would have him at a fringe late 1, early 2, probably put him early 2. But that could mean that a team also wants to trade back up in the first round, get their hands on him. Why? Because he's 6'2". He's got all the speed in the world at a 4.3. He's over 200 pounds. The guy's got elite, elite skills. This is one of those guys that can stretch the field vertically, but then he can run every route that you're looking to run. He can get off press coverage. He's really good at releases. He can stem people up and create separation, yet he's got the body ability and the body control to be able to adjust to the football. He's a very fun watch if you go watch his film. He creates opportunities for the quarterback to get him the football, and he's got the necessary speed to catch the ball in stride without losing any speed upon the catch. So this is a very, very good player. I really liked him. So he's got the speed, the footwork, the ability to adjust to the ball in the air that you really want. He also shows tremendous tenacity as a run blocker. What do we know about the 49ers? No block, no rock. And he shows that ability. So at pick 31, that might shock a lot of people. Now, of course, people have started coming out and saying 31 at receivers a possibility for the 49ers. And, you know, I mentioned it a couple weeks ago that maybe that was the case. The reason being, it might be where the best player available is. And what's your thoughts if you're Kyle Shanahan on Brock Purdy? Now, you're returning 12 of your offensive starters from a team that was one of the best offenses in the entire league and went to the Super Bowl. But what if you want to get your young player a few more firepower, a few more weapons, be able to take it over the top? A.D. Mitchell could be one of those guys. Maybe you go get him a big-time vertical threat that has the height, that has the ability to high point a football down the field and stretch things and kind of open up the middle of the field for Debo, for Kittle, for Brandon Ayuk. Would be interesting to see. Maybe Kyle Shanahan likes running five wide receiver sets and could get A.D. Mitchell some opportunity. Maybe you go out and you get a big-time threat at tight end that could help George Kittle when you're in two tight end sets stretch the field. There's a lot of really cool things you can do, and A.D. Mitchell could open up some things for it. So I like him a lot. I think one of the things that we got to look at, though, is his weaknesses. Sometimes he's a guy that will misjudge routes or balls down the field. So this is a guy that will not quite get there on balls that are thrown deep. He will misjudge the trajectory. That is an issue. I think sometimes when you look at him, he looks a little bit stiffer than I really like from a top athlete. Another reason why I have him as a early second round pick. But really like him. I think he could get better at route running. I think a lot of receivers in the draft could get better at route running, but he's there. There's just got to be a little bit more consistency, but he's a really good prospect, especially at 31. That would be a good spot, but I could also see the Panthers or one of those teams sitting there in the early 30s looking to move up to the 49 spot of 31 to get A.D. Mitchell, and that might actually be the most value for the 49ers is a trade back. So let's go to the second round players officially. I have A.D. Mitchell kind of in that fringe between. I think he's an early two, but someone might trade up to the early one. I think when you get into the second round, it starts with Keon Coleman. Now, Keon Coleman out of Florida State is a player that I've watched a lot. If you listen to the channel, you know I watch a lot of Florida State football. So I'm very familiar with Keon Coleman, very familiar with Johnny Wilson and how they play it and what their games look like. Keon Coleman is an exciting play. He stepped up big time this year and made big time plays when Florida State needed. And let's not forget, while Jordan Travis was healthy, Florida State was one of the top five teams in the entire NCAA. And Coleman was a big reason why. He was a go-to threat, a guy that could make plays, high point footballs, could out-muscle players in contested catches. He was very good on converting on third downs. He's a big time player. 6'3". 213 pounds. He's one of those guys that's got really good short range ability. He's got the size, length, and speed. The question marks about his speed are always the big deal. Is he a 4.6 guy? That would normally scare a lot of teams away from Keon Coleman, not the 49ers, because there's a reason Juwan Jennings went to the 49ers in round 7, because people feared a 4.7 40. Not the case. Look at the Rams last year. People feared Puka Nacua's speed, not the Rams. So I think speed can sometimes get in the way of you looking at overall production and how good a football player actually is. But he's got Keon Coleman has excellent use of leverage. He does a great job with that. He's able to box out cornerbacks, does so good. He's got a very good IQ when it comes to understanding coverages and where he's supposed to be. and he's very physical as a route runner. He gets contact at the top of his stem. He likes to get separation using his arms. Of course, if you know how to do it, you can get away with it. Keon Coleman does a very good job at that. He's got elite body control. He marries everything together to be able to get up to the football and be able to get it, but also in his route running, he doesn't look out of sorts. He looks under control when he's running his routes, and that's what allows him to get extreme separation at the top of his stem. Now, some of the time, he can't keep separation because of the lack of high-end speed, but if you're in a timing offense, you create separation, and then the ball gets there. That's exactly what happens in Kyle Shanahan's system. That's why I believe he still could be a target, even though we'll see where he goes. But he's got the one-cut agility, balance to work through contact. He's one of those guys that's got good ability in yards after the catch. That's exactly what the 49ers are looking for in a wide receiver. Now, when you're looking at weaknesses, that's what we talked about earlier. The 4-6-1 will definitely be deemed a weakness by most teams in the NFL. The 49ers, of course, in the way they scheme up offense, might not see that as such a problem, but it could be a reason Coleman slides a little bit. If he had a 4-4-40, he probably would be a first-round draft pick, just to show you how good he is. So lots of teams will worry about him being able to go vertical. Just like his teammate, Johnny Wilson, he also occasionally has focus drops. He will lose focus, drop the football. That's not good. That's not exactly what you want. And, of course, you've got to work on the footwork, the plant foot. Everything's got to get better. And just with all receivers that are coming out of college that aren't expected to run full route trees, he needs to get better, adding to the route tree and getting better. But those are things he shows the ability to do. I like Coleman in the second round. I don't know if he'll be available at pick 63 for the 49ers, but the 49ers have been meeting with second-round talent at wide receiver. So Coleman in the second round, if he fell to 63, could be a legitimate option for the San Francisco 49ers. Now, the next guy on the list has probably been talked about a lot at 49er land. Now, I don't consume as much content as I used to now that I do my own content. I like to have my own opinions on what I'm watching, especially when it comes to draft picks. But I have seen Xavier Leggett mentioned a lot out of South Carolina. Now, this is one of those athletic freaks, a dude that can do it all. And you watch him, he looks like an absolute monster. In fact, if you're watching on...
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
YouTube, look over at the thumbnail. He's right there. The dude is an absolute monster. Just looking at him, he gives you the feel of DK Metcalf as far as body size. It's just, he's a freak of nature. And when you see him with the ball in his hands, you see why he is. He's 6'1", he's 221 pounds, and he's an absolute monster with the ball in his hands. Now, the question marks about him often go to the fact he hasn't produced very much. He's basically a one-year guy that's really had a lot of production at South Carolina. So that will always be a concern. But let's talk about the good things that he does. Number one, he's got a good catch radius. He's got that supersized ability to catch the ball and house call it
every single time. Elite explosiveness that you can see on film. It looks like he moved from point A to point B faster than he should. And this is a guy that if you get the ball in his hands, it could be fireworks every single time. He just absolutely lights up the screen. You watch him, you cannot take your eyes off of him. He's that big, physical, and fast. The speed is there to be able to outrun defenses, which is absolutely what you want. He's one of those guys that can create separation, good stop and start guy, which means double moves, stop it and go. He can make big time plays down the field. But we know Kyle Shanahan does work those things into his offense. I think Xavier Leggett is a definite fit for Shanahan's system. He's a guy that has the ability to make defensive backs turn inside out. Now, the route running could get better. There's a lot of things about his game that could definitely work to get better. But when you're looking at size, speed, and just the physicality that he displays, this is a 49er fit. Now, I don't know if you could relate him to any of the players that you see. I think he's a smaller version of DK Metcalf. I see some of the weaknesses in him that I saw in Metcalf. One of my biggest concerns about DK Metcalf coming out of college was the limited route tree. I see that from Xavier Leggett. But we know Kyle Shanahan loved DK, and I think he'll love Leggett as well, because getting the ball in his hands in space could mean a touchdown. It definitely means somebody's getting ran over, and it's probably going to be a first down. He's really a lot of fun to watch. Now, his weaknesses, he looks like he's a little tight sometimes in the hips. That could be a little bit of a problem as far as lateral quickness. We know that that's something also when you see with DK. DK can jump through the building. He can run really fast. Great, but lateral quickness is often a little bit of a concern. So we also got to look at the way he handles press man coverage. That can be a struggle. Look at the 49ers in general. Debo kind of struggles with press man as well. So he's kind of in that frame. And then sometimes his hands can be too wide. He gets outside of his frame and he doesn't really do a good job of controlling the catch. Those things can be worked on. Those are things that can be taught. And as far as technique, so I'm a huge fan of Xavier Leggett. Available in the second round, especially anywhere in the top 50, 49ers trade up to get him, I'm down for it. If he's at 63, I'm running in there to get him the football, or get him to the pick and get him the football in San Francisco. He's got just so much tremendous athletic ability and talent to fit within this system. Is it a little nerve-wracking that he had 1 year performance? Yes, but sometimes it's just your time and you just hit it the right way. This guy has got a lot of ability. He's going to be one of those guys that's a threat every time he gets the ball in his hands. As long as Kyle believes he can pick up that offense and be able to play within it, I think he's a huge option for the 49ers. Well, let's talk about Ladd McConkey, who's interesting because Peter Schrager just mocked him to the 49ers at 31. Ladd McConkey, I have him as a second-round pick. Now, of course, most guys, including myself, don't have 32 first-round grades. So Ladd McConkey, obviously, at 31, the 49ers probably aren't getting one of their first-round grade players. But McConkey is 5'11", 186 pounds, out of Georgia. And you watch him, and he's got some wiggle to him. So he's a player that can make some plays. Lack of production last season could be a concern, but let's talk about his positives first. He's a energized athlete. He's got really good quickness, good foot speed, and he's another guy that's able to stop and start very fast. This dude is a technician with the ability to make cuts and flexible hips to be able to move and change direction, and that kind of puts DBs in a bad situation. He's got a very good IQ about him, understanding coverages, and knows what he can do. He can threaten vertically, but he can also get in and out of situations very good. He transitions out well. So I like him. He uses intentional head fakes and jab steps, and he stems on all of them very well. So you've got a guy that knows what he's doing as far as route running. His technique is flawless, the way he uses his hips, the way he uses his body to influence defenders to either flip their hips or to go the wrong way. That's exactly what you're trying to do. If you can make somebody think you're going vertical, they flip and run, you break it off underneath, that creates separation. Or they think you're going to break it off, they stop and you go deep. Those are exactly what you're trying to do. He does it at a high level. I could see why Kyle Shanahan would like him, because he would see the route running ability, and that would really suit what Kyle likes. He believes he could create some opportunities for Ladd McConkey to have more plays, so then it would erase the lack of production last season. He has the ability to catch the ball over the middle, good hands, strong hands to catch the ball, and be able to make plays in contested catches. So he's a really, really good player. He's got the ability for yards after the catch. Florida State found out the hard way. They threw a screen. Ladd McConkey was supposed to be throwing it again. It was not open. He took off and he ran for a touchdown, showing that ability in the open field. A lot of talent there. I think the question marks are the size and weight, you know, that he's got. He's not one of those big athletic freaks. He's more of a slider frame guy. He's 5'11 and 186, so you worry about that in the NFL. He doesn't have long arms, so his catch radius is a little bit smaller. Those are some things to worry about. And then, does he have enough strength to fight through some of the contact that he's going to get in the NFL from bigger, more physical cornerbacks and also safeties and linebackers redirecting him? I think that's a question. And then he had an ankle injury, actually a couple ankle injuries in 2023. So would the 49ers worry about long-term durability for Ladd McConkey? But a good player, and Peter Schrager's pretty tied in. He has McConkey going to the 49ers at pick 31. I wouldn't say it's out of the question, although it would surprise me if at 31 McConkey's the pick and not someone like A.D. Mitchell or Xavier Leggett or one of these freak of nature type players that we know the 49ers really like. So staying in the second round, Jalen Polk out of Washington, a 6'1", 203 pounds, got the size that you're looking for from one of those guys, and he's really good at route running. I mean, he's got just that necessary ability about him. He creates separation, and he can create separation late. There's a lot of times you see him, it looks like he's covered, the ball comes out, and then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, he's able to create extra separation. That is a trait that's very unique that the great ones really have. I don't know if he's going to be great, but I do think Jalen Polk has that ability to do. He has absolutely great hands, does a very good job of having perfect technique with his hands to be able to use the diamond, catch the football, does a great job with that. Good timing and coordination coming from the body, can go up and get the football, feels like it's floating in the air, does a good job with that. He's also very good at catching the football without losing speed and being able to get more yards after the catch, which we know has to be a 49er staple within this offense and a reason why he fits. But he's also a guy that's very versatile, that could play a multitude of positions. You could play him at X. You could play him at Z. So you get that position versatility if that's what you're looking for, and go out and play against press coverage and be able to get off of it. So Jalen Polk is one of those guys I like. Now, the question marks about him are going to be, does he have enough space or enough speed to create space consistently down the field? That's a question mark. And then also, he gets ran down a lot with the ball in his hands, and that doesn't always scare off the 49ers, but that would scare off some other teams. So questions a little bit about his on-field speed. There's difference between your 40-time speed and your on-field playing speed. I think sometimes that happens. You look over at Brendan Rice, Jerry Rice's son, and like his dad, 40 time, not wonderful, pretty good, but then you get him on the speed and all of a sudden he's timed running like a 23 miles per hour, which is phenomenal. So that's something to remember. Sometime this is a Brandon Ayuk issue, or it was early, the tempo on releases. So they take a little bit too long. They kind of lollygag as far as trying to set up that DB, and it messes up the timing of routes. That's a little bit of an issue for Jalen Polk. So that's something he's got to get better at. That was something Ayuk did. Remember, Kyle Shanahan said, I don't care what you do to get the release. You just have to get from point A to point B in the right time. So whatever you have to do to get there, just be there. And that's something Jalen Polk is going to have to learn as he goes to the next level. And then he's going to have to continue to work on the route tree. Like always, a very limited route tree was expected of him at Washington. It doesn't mean he can't run the other routes. It just means that's not what they've wanted him to do so much. And then you just got to worry about his strength. Once again, going against more physical press corners in the NFL, will he hold up? The frame doesn't look like he's as strong. So Those are question marks about Jalen Polk, but overall a very solid player. Now, you can tell Jalen Polk is one of those guys. I posted on Twitter, I don't think he's getting out of the second round. I think there's a lot of teams that are going to like him a lot. Very talented football player, could come on the scene in a big way because of his ability to run the routes that he runs and the body control. I think he's going to be a fun player. Now, player that the 49ers have met with a couple of times is Malachi Corley out of Western Kentucky. And the first time I saw Malachi Corley was I was actually watching Austin Reed, the quarterback for Western Kentucky. And I'm a fan of Austin Reed, but got a glimpse over at Malachi Corley. And I'm like, man, who is this guy? He was breaking tackles. He was creating after the catch. And he just looked like a real monster with the ball in his hands. And of course he is. He's 5'11", 215 to 220 pounds. One of those guys that looks like a running back that plays the wide receiver position, fits the 49ers, positional chart as far as what he does with the ball in his hands after. A very exciting player. I think as a traditional wide receiver, probably wouldn't impress a lot of people. There's still a lot to be learned as far as route running, creating separation consistently. But with the ball in his hands, he's nasty. He's one of those guys that reminds me of Anquan Boldin with the ball in his hands. I don't think he's as good a route runner as Anquan Boldin or create separation the way Anquan was able to maneuver his body and create separation using his strength, which sometimes created offensive pass interference calls. But I think Malachi Corley's built in that mold. A lot of people have been attributing his skill set to Deebo Samuel. I see Deebo being way more explosive than Malachi Corley, but I like Corley. When you're looking at him, the size that he is, he started at Western Kentucky at 191 pounds. Now he's up to close to 220 pounds. But he's one of those guys that you go to make contact, you better not make a business decision. He will run you over. He breaks tackles like almost no one in this draft. I think him and Xavier Leggett are the most physical at the point of attack with contact. They're really, really fun. He's got elite balance. He bounces off people like crazy, and he never loses momentum. He's always going forward, and that way he reminds me of Deebo and Anquan Boldin. I think he's kind of a mixture of both of those guys as far as his game. I'm not saying he's going to be as good as both of them. I'm just saying his game relates and reminds me of that. Tremendous hand strength. He's got good focus on getting the football over the middle, which we know is a 49er staple, getting the ball, being able to create, and he's a monster with the ball in his hands. So that's really good. He knows exactly where to be when it comes to zone coverage. He knows how to sit in blind spots where the defensive backs are supposed to be. He does a good job of sitting in those proper places to get the ball. Good feel with that. That's something that's definitely necessary in today's NFL and in a Kyle Shanahan offense. And he's a tenacious blocker because he used to be a defensive player. So he goes out there and he goes hard. He squares up people and he absolutely unleashes on contact. So he wants to go through guys. He wants to make big time blocks. He's a fit in that way. So he's a fit in going over the middle, being able to sit down in zone. He's a fit being able to create with the ball in his hands, the way he has the balance to bounce off and always go forward. Those are 49er staples. And he likes to block. Those are things that make him fit. There's also weaknesses with his game. The speed is definitely not there. And even when he does have a big play with yards after the catch, he often gets ran down. Or you see Deebo break, you see this guy, Malachi Corley, get caught, a la a guy like Juwan Jennings. That's kind of how I attribute, even though he runs a 4.445 40, he doesn't move like that when he has the ball in his hand. So that's something to remember. He doesn't have a good catch radius. He's 5'11", right? He's not going to have the long length to be able to go get the football, which we see sometimes hinder a guy like Deebo because of the shorter arms and the ability to get those footballs. And then his route tree was absolutely almost non-existent, simplistic. He ran screen passes. He ran slants. He ran crossers over the middle and then occasional vertical down the field. Those were kind of his routes. You don't see the consistency from the route tree, but that is something the 49ers will run him through the route tree, see what he could do. That's why it was probably important to see him on a 30 visit. And they'll have a really good idea if he has the capabilities to run the extensive route tree and do beyond what he did in college, because sometimes you're beholden to what your college runs and it can't always display your skills. So I'm sure he's been working on it, But those are some of the things that he really struggles with. So they also schemed him to have limited times where he was in press man coverage, which could be a similar issue that Debo has. Press man coverage is not always good. Releases, not always the best because of the initial quickness and the big body. You have a lot of body for them to be able to get their hands on and slow you down a little bit. But Malachi Corley is a beast and could be available at pick 63 for the 49ers. Maybe they're looking for a playmaker behind Juwan Jennings. I think there is a thought process to go bigger physical wide receivers because those guys are able to block. Kyle likes those guys on the field, and it really hasn't worked out with some of the smaller guys. Not for lack of trying, just lack of being able to make it happen. And they have to replace Ray McLeod within this offense. Not sure that you're getting that from Ronnie Bell or from, you know, some of the other guys that you have there.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So it's going to be decisions. Ricky Pearsall. And Ricky Pearsall was a fun watch, man. As soon as I started watching Ricky Pearsall out of Florida, I seen a player that I liked. Yeah, you're talking about a guy that'll go up over the middle of the field, catch the ball, and catch the ball with one hand in contact and just take hits. Absolutely fantastic the way that he's able to play. I like Ricky Pearsall. 6'1", 189 pounds out of Florida. Tremendous athlete. He's the guy that has the speed to be able to get in and out of breaks consistently and separate. He has the speed to go down the field, to take the seams and to get that next level, take the top off. He's absolutely precise with his route running. Does a very good job of making sure he can sink and then get out of his breaks and create separation. Can stop on a dime, restart with the speed. It looks really, really good. Fluid hips, the way that he switches up his ability to change speeds, to be able to, you know, slow play guys and then speed up. He gets defensive backs off pace. He gets them out of the rhythm of their pedal, and he makes it very hard for them to do what they want to do because he can throttle up and down when he's running through zones. It's absolutely fantastic. Another dude, we talked about the one-handed catch that can go up with really good body control and bring catches down. This guy's got acrobatic catches written all over him, big-time player. So he's got that hand strength, one-hand catch. We talked about that earlier. And just the fact that he wins at the catch point, even when he's about to get hit. And that's a Kyle Shanahan staple. Can you catch the ball in traffic and hold onto the ball when you know you're going to get mollywopped? He can do a very good job at that. So a very big fan of, you know, a player like this, Ricky Pearsall. I haven't heard very many people talking about Pearsall, especially in San Francisco. To me, I think he's a huge fit for the 49ers. As far as some of the weaknesses that you have to worry about him, it doesn't always look like he's as fast on the field as maybe his numbers illustrate. Now, there are times he creates separation. Now, his short area quickness and change of direction are barred on some of the best, so I like that. You're looking at a dude that doesn't have the elite size of some of the other guys, the physicality, he wins in other ways. So I think that's something to remember. He does get some yards after the catch, but just like Malachi Corley, he gets ran down from behind a lot of time. You wonder how he's going to handle physically getting consistently contacted by defensive backs, stronger defensive backs, redirected by safeties and linebackers. I think that's always something to remember as he's going through the contact windows of the defense. Those are something to definitely remember. And then he isn't that great as a blocker. It's not that he's not willing. He's just not imposing. Where you get some of the other guys that are physical, absolute freaks that come after you in a big way, that's not something that Ricky Pearsall does. But when you're talking about the other aspects to his game, it's tremendous. If you remember the 2017 Trent Taylor, where he was able to consistently find short areas to get open, Pearsall is Trent Taylor's ability as far as short area quickness and then some. But at a 6'1", 191-pound frame, he's really, really tremendous. I like him. And I think he could be a late second, early third. I really see him in the third round for Ricky Pearsall to be available. There's even a possibility he could be available for the 49ers at 94, depending on how the draft falls. Now let's talk about another one of those physical freaks as far as speed. And that's Tony Franklin from Oregon. 6'1". Now, slight frame, 176 pounds, and I think that's one of the big problems with Troy Franklin and one of the reasons I dropped him this far. But when you're talking about a guy that can stretch the field vertically, he definitely is up there with some of the best. You know, when you're talking A.D. Mitchell as far as stretching the field vertically with speed, that's what you're getting from Troy Franklin. That's what he looks like. He's got that instant acceleration to get that speed down the field and be able to make plays. He does a very good job of switching tempos when he's in his route running. He can run the plays over the middle and take those to the house. Yak monster, very good there. So he's got a lot of ability to create leverage against defensive backs. I really like him. He uses his length very well, which you don't always see from tall receivers, but he does it very good. And then he's got creative ability in space with his cuts, his jab steps, to be able to cause people to miss when he's in his run after the catch mode. I really like him out of Oregon. Good player. The weaknesses, of course, we talked about the lighter frame. That could be a problem in the NFL. Under 180 pounds, that's really thin. Can he handle press coverage in the NFL? Is he going to be able to get out-muscled at the catch point? That's something else I worry about. Now when you're lining up, especially in the NFC West, and you're going against Seattle's very talented, very big cornerbacks, are they going to be able to out-muscle him in those areas? They can run with him. A guy like Tariq Woolen can run with them and then out-muscle him for the football. I worry about those things. So those problems, I think, are reasons why I kind of moved him down. I think he should be, his talent size-wise, it should be a second round. I think he's a third-round pick. And then at times as well, he lets his hands get too wide and doesn't keep the overall technique as far as catching the football that he needs to get better at. Now let's go through round three a little bit. Xavier Worthy. Some people are going to put Xavier Worthy from Texas in the first round because he runs a 4.2 140. I don't. When I watch him on film, sometimes I see that speed show up and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I see cornerbacks that are way lesser talent, way lesser speed, be able to run stride for stride with him. So I don't see consistently the 4.2 speed the way you see it with a guy like Tyreek Hill. So to me, that necessarily moved him down. Plus, he's got a very small frame, 5'11", 165 pounds. You just talked about Franklin being 176. This guy's 165. I love the speed. Every part of the speed, the athleticism, it's there. It looks very, very good. His body control, he's able to manipulate defensive backs in open space and create space. I just don't think he consistently creates the space that he should. It doesn't look 4-2-1 space the way you see it from guys like Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, to name a couple that are elite speed guys that are able to create speed basically off the way that they run routes. So to me, he's a third-round guy, even though he's a first-round, as far as athleticism, player. The worries about him is he's got focus drops. I worry about his physicality. How many hits is he going to be able to take, clean hits, the physical nature that defensive backs are going to want to play with him. I think those things are all things I really worry about him for sure. And then he doesn't, you know, he's not able to fight for a position. So he's not going to battle for a football. Contested catches are probably going to be a non-existent thing for Xavier Worthy. And I'm worried about him becoming nothing more than an extreme gadget guy. You know, worried about him running fly sweeps, worried about him, you know, running reverses and things like that, which are important to an offense. It could be a guy that, yeah, wide receiver four. Well, wide receiver four, five, and six, you're usually getting in rounds four through seven. And I have him ranked as a third round because of the elite speed. But those are some things that, you know, he really needs to continue working on. And I think that's something he will. And the last guy I want to talk about is a guy that's often very much criticized. And I've heard a lot of people even say they'll take him off their boards. And that's Johnny Wilson out of Florida State. And I told you, I watch a lot of Florida State. Keon Coleman earlier talked about. Now I'm going to talk about Johnny Wilson. And the reason I'm going to talk about him is because I watched him so much being a Florida State fan. And I really have taken into consideration just completely his film. I went back and just watched his film. I watched some games. I just looked at what he was doing and then took into account what I remembered. But I didn't let what uniform he wore kind of impress me either way, because I wanted to just evaluate the player, because I want to be right about players. I don't want to be wrong. But he's 6 foot six, nearly 6 foot seven, 231 pounds. When you're talking about strength, this guy has got elite wingspan and an absolute dominating frame. He's a guy that is imposing to most cornerbacks. Most cornerbacks are around 6 foot tall. He's got 6 to 7 inches on them, and then the size to be able to manipulate and use his body to box them out, create opportunities for him to catch the ball. He does it at a very good level. He's also got very good explosiveness for a guy who's that big. He starts and stops pretty good. He's got a good accelerating ability right off the snap. Those are things you got to like. He's able to get down the seam and create plays there, but he can also win as an X receiver on the outside. He goes up and gets passes on the over people. He goes and gets them on the sidelines, able to get his ball inbounds without too much effort. It looks effortless. He has so much ability to catch the ball and run after the catch. He will get ran down. There's not an elite speed there. Somebody will catch him, but he's a threat in space when he catches it, and he's a tenacious blocker who understands leverage and does a good job blocking out in the open space. Could fit very nice with what the 49ers like to do. They've went bigger wide receivers in the last year or so, activating Chris Conley, a bigger guy, having Juwan Jennings. Definitely this would work, hitting Johnny Wilson. Now let's talk about some of his weaknesses. He doesn't exactly have the greatest hip flexibility and sync in his route running because, well, he's really tall, so he plays a little bit taller, and that is always going to be something that he struggles with, getting in and out of his stems, and then being able to get back towards the football. So comeback routes and things like that are going to be a problem for him. So those are things you got to worry about. He doesn't have elite short area quickness. The suddenness isn't there. Bigger guys, that's the problem. That's why a lot of times bigger cornerbacks don't work out as well. And then you've got the problem with some of the drops. And I think that is why a lot of people have been willing to move him down or take him off their boards, is because they see him drop. But I think it's a lot of technique issues for him that he can get better at. And so you just got to continue to drill it, continue to work on it. But this is a guy that made a lot of big third down clutch catches for Florida State in 2023. I think he's tremendously talented. And I think if the 49ers looked up in the end of the third round and he was there, he could be a guy they go with. And if you look and he's still there at pick 124 in the fourth round, that could be a lot of talent and a lot of ability from the wide receiver position. Of course, this one will probably ruffle a little bit of feathers. A lot of people don't like him. I'm a huge fan of him. I think he's got a lot of ability as a guy that transferred to Florida State and then was able to make some big-time plays. Him and Coleman were a 1-2 punch. Of course, they had Jaheim Bell as well, a very talented Florida State offense. But I think he would fit very nice. And the no block, no rock is no problem for him. We've seen some players that we talked about today. That's not going to be a problem. They're very physical as far as blocking. We know that's something important for the 49ers. It could be the difference for a 49ers run game. So I think these guys could be fits. Of course, there's plenty more players at the wide receiver position that could be fits for the 49ers. I have a fourth-round grade on Jalen McMillan. We might talk about him later. Devontae Walker, who's a tremendous athlete out of North Carolina, but I dropped him because of some of his route-running ability, and I don't see some other things. And then, of course, Jerry Rice's son, Brendan Rice. I think he is a early fourth-round pick. I think that's right where he should be. very good athlete, good wide receiver. Pick 124 would be an absolute spot for Brendan Rice and the San Francisco 49ers. But those guys, I'm going to have some more conversations about them coming up. So thank you guys so much for joining me for this episode talking about wide receiver targets for the 49ers. The likelihood is the 49ers are walking away with a wide receiver, maybe even two. Danny Gray, Ronnie Bell, they haven't exactly, you know, nailed it down that they're going to be players the 49ers can count on. I think this is going to be a lot of fun for the San Francisco 49ers. Like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Really appreciate it. This episode brought to you by Bet Online. The game starts here. I'll catch you guys all in the next one. Until then, stay safe. Remember, the right way is always the 49ers way.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.